For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Wallace Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Gavin has not been fired. He is actually out with the vid. He got the vid. A couple other people here did too. So we've avoided COVID scares. Like, we've had like 1 or 2 random people throughout the last 2 years. But it never went more than that, you know, and they were all at different times. But this one, it was kind of like boom, 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 with 3 key players, too. And so you're like, oh, what does that mean? So yesterday we were having to figure out all of what the, you know, ministry's policy is, what the government policies are and guidelines. And I'm trying to figure all this out. And I'm trying to call Betty and let her know. Because I'm dealing with my boss or our boss, and then Gavin. But the good news is Gavin like doesn't even feel sick. He's like, it feels like a slight cold. So he probably got Omicron, and he's vaccinated, so
and
not
so,
a big deal.
Right, and so we'll see how it plays out for us, because we don't really know.
Betty Rock and I have been both coughing on pretzels and eating them together, hoping that we'll get 5 days off.
Because I figure if one of us is positive,
that's right.
I'd rather just get it over with. Yeah. So we both coughed on a plate of pretzels and ate them.
I know that's not a recommendation by the CDC.
You don't see that on the CDC website.
You do not, and there's a reason
for
that.
You'll hear it here on the Wally Show.
So he's going to be out till Monday if he doesn't have any more symptoms and stuff. And so he's on a COVID vacation. And I know Betty and I are both a little jealous.
I know. That's what I was saying. I was like, he gets 5 days. And I text him and I said, how do you feel? And he was like, just a little congestion, but that's it.
Okay, well, this will make you feel better, though. Like, he texted me last night, and he's like, hey, all those one-offs we talked about implementing, I want to be working on beds for those, so what do you want me to focus on? So he's actually at home doing some stuff,
he
too.
He better be.
So there it is. Yeah, so we wish him a speedy recovery, and it is interesting, though. Like, when COVID first started, and 2 years ago, and if we had been around Gavin like we were and he tested positive, he would have been 14 days. We would have all been 14 days. Then we had meetings and stuff here. Everyone would have been 14 days. They would have shut this company down, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the crazy thing about it. That was the thing that I always fought against it. I'm like, this doesn't seem to make sense to me. And so you go a little further. And I know they didn't have all the facts at the time. And the facts change. And so then you go a little further into this. And, you know, now 2 years down the road, they're like, oh, yeah, 5 days is plenty, you know. And it's like, I wish we had had a little bit more balance in it early on. But Omicron is different than COVID. And so I get all those other things. But like my daughter having to quarantine for 14 days from a secondary exposure was crazy. And the person that had it got out before her.
Yeah, you know? That's ridiculous. I think we're just learning as it keeps going. Yeah. It's like you're just getting... You're just learning as you go, and people, it feels like it's getting more relaxed and more relaxed. And the honest thing is like yesterday, Gavin didn't act different, said he felt fine. Yeah. He was only taking a test because his wife turned up positive. And so that just goes to show you could be anywhere. I've gone to the grocery store. I've gone out to eat with friends. Like, you could be around thousands of people that have it and they don't even know they have
it. Oh, for sure.
And they never know.
And I mean, and the upside is if Omicron is not obviously as deadly as the COVID variant, this could be the thing that ushers us out of this. And it starts to make a difference.
True.
You know, because you're right. A lot of people now are getting it, and it mm-hmm. literally is a cold for a couple of days. And so I could even see if the severity stays low for so many people, that, you know, then they even alter it again and go, okay, take 3 days, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're bringing nurses and doctors that are sick back to work that have had it, as long as they're not symptomatic or whatever, and because they're in need of that, because we shut everything down and we cannot continue to do that. Now, all of that said, I'm playing the Enneagram 9 here. All of that said, if you've lost someone from COVID, then you're like, no precaution is too much, you
right.
know, because...
Or if you have someone who's immunocompromised right. in your household, and I completely understand that, and I respect that.
Yeah, and so that, again, has been the hard thing in all of this, because for the vast majority of people, it's not a death sentence. It's either super, like, uncomfortable, or mm-hmm. if you have a vaccination, that seems to take the severity of it down, and so then it's super nothing now, you know, but again, I understand people... being, don't be flippant with this if you lost somebody, because mm-hmm. that's the problem with it, is you just don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it affects everybody different. You've lost friends, you know, friends of, you know, Betty.
Yeah, one of my best friends, her dad died from it it wasn't last year, but the year before.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think it's been gone that long, but yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I know people who, it was dicey for a while, so I respect it. I get it. I don't know where the line is on... To me, it just seems like I know some people that got the flu already.
Yeah.
And less. And it affected them worse than it does people with Omicron.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be a moving target. We try to keep you updated with the things that we have heard or that are out of our personal experience, you know, and that's honestly the best you can do.
But you think about it. If Gavin's got it, wouldn't it be smart if we all three got it at the same time?
Yeah.
Get it over,
because we're all vaccinated, and so again, the odds are super great that you're not going to have a bad case of it. You know,
what if we already have it?
But that's the thing with Omicron; it's possible, you know. And so we've kind of been staying away from everybody except Pastor Chad, because Betty secretly wants to give it to him for a third time. Chad's had it twice, man. That poor guy,
serves him right.
I know, so we've kind of stayed away from people and just kind of siloed up. And so I think that's what we'll continue to do. And then I'm gonna wait another day and then try to get a test. Like, that's the other part. Like, okay, so hey. You know, the government is like, you need to follow these guidelines. Well, that's great. I can't get in anywhere to get a test because it's, you know, you're like, oh, it's so super contagious, and you want to make everybody get a test. But it's like, wait a minute, if you can't get one, then you can't proactively, you know, do this. If I'm non-symptomatic,
yeah,
you know, what am I supposed to do? You know, I'm not going to stay home from work.
Right. Well, and I guess everybody's trying to get tested. I don't know. But I know that me and my roommate, she got on that website, the government website, where you can get the 4 tests. And then I went on and did it. And it said it wouldn't register me because mm-hmm. it was the same address. But surely they have to think about those situations.
Like roommates or something.
Yeah. You would think that they would think, wait a minute, there could be people. Let's say that
me
and her
were a family of 8.
You
still get 4 tests.
Well, I guess. But then what if you're in a situation where you and your roommate aren't on talking terms? Like, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
boy, if it's that
you
bad, you need a new roommate.
Well, that's true. But what if you're stuck in a situation, is what I'm saying, and you can't, I don't know.
I had to go borrow one from a friend of mine. He had
It wasn't even in English.
Yeah, I know. Well, I later did find the English instructions. I don't look through the box or anything.
Well,
I just was like,
don't.
I'm like, what is this? It's in Spanish? Are you kidding me? So I had to go borrow one from him that I have to repay when I get mine in from the government.
Was that what you were laughing about when you called me yesterday?
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, I called Betty yesterday, and I was trying to explain where everything was at, and I was in my buddy's driveway, and he comes out in a motorcycle helmet holding the test in a pickup stick for old people and, like, leaning it towards my car. And so it made, because he's just being funny. And so it made me laugh, and I'm like, I got to go, because then I want to shoot a video to post. So.
If you haven't seen the story, it is on our Instagram account, and see it before it disappears.
Yeah.
Wally Show. Just search search on Instagram.
So there you go. Okay, speaking of other COVID stuff, Delta Airlines announced that they're going to extend through 2023 the window for customers to rebook because of COVID stuff and flights. I'll tell you, if nothing else comes out of COVID, I hope that, because the airlines are always sticking it to us every time we turn around. There's another fee, another fee, another fee. And then at least during COVID, like changing and canceling flights, they weren't charging you and they made it easy for you, especially like Southwest and stuff. And it's like, okay, I hope if nothing else, you're already charging me over $25 a bag now. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's like 40 or something.
And then charging you to breathe their oxygen.
Yeah, it's crazy. So like, if nothing else comes out of COVID, I hope that it's like, hey, how about we just not like hose people when they want to rebook flights? Like, why don't we just do one nice thing for them, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if we talked about this on the Aftercast. I know I told you, but not that long ago, my roommate, Nicole, she had a broken luggage piece.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went with her to the airport because they told her, they said over the phone, we can't fix this over the phone. You have to show up in person. So we drive the 25, 30 minutes to go down there. Find a parking spot. You have to pay $25 to park there. So then they tell her, yeah, we're not going to refund you for the parking. Well, then where were right. we supposed to park? On the street?
Take a shuttle to go in here and do business?
I have no idea. But we had to stand in line, and then they tell us, yeah, really, that wasn't our fault. Like, this could have been done over the phone. And she's like, you told me, but I'm telling you, I stood out in the line to listen to other people's stories. People were angry.
Oh, for sure.
There was one girl who was telling another person in line that she had drove over an hour to get to that line because she had flown in from Kentucky or something. Mm-hmm. She was going home. And she still didn't have her luggage after a week.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, well, it's in Nashville. So she had to drive all the way to Nashville Airport to come and pick it up. And then they were telling her it wasn't there.
Oh, man. I would lose my ever-loving.
I feel sorry for the employees, but then again, they knew what they were signing up for. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's
and what was funny, too, is we were right by the conveyor belt when they were putting out the luggage. And you heard this one lady. She kept having to repeat herself over and over. And she was like, if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to ask. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're making it real welcoming. It's funny because after you had told me that story, like literally that afternoon, I ran into somebody else that had a very similar story. They had to go to the airport, and then when they got there, they weren't able to help them out at all. And mm-hmm. same thing, they got hosed the exact same way. It's like, oh.
And the thing is, too, is it wouldn't cost her that much to just fix her own luggage, but it's the
principle.
Yeah, it's the principle. It's like, sure. It wasn't her fault that it got broken.
Right.
It's their fault. But I feel like, and I kept telling her, I was like, you know, just, you got to prove it to them. Because the thing is they want to make it hard. They want to say, yeah, we're not paying you for the parking. Yeah, we're not going to cover that. Yeah, you should do this over the phone. They're making it hard so that you'll just give up and you'll do it yourself. Don't do it. Don't
settle.
Because
with the parking, the gas, the time, you already could have bought another bag. You know,
oh, for sure. Like,
and that's the thing. And there are certain fights.
It's the purpose.
That's the thing. There are certain fights I'll take for the principal, like beating that parking ticket down in downtown. Like when I won that one, that's a big deal.
Well, that's another thing. So when we're leaving the parking lot, we go to the meter thing and, you know, they have to think the little bridge thing to rise up or whatever. Well, she needs a receipt to show like she parked here so that she can get it reimbursed or whatever. Yeah. Well, then the guy said at the ticket booth was like, we don't do receipts here. She's like, what? Are you kidding
me? Everyone does receipts there, knucklehead.
What is going on?
Yeah, it's just.
It was just bad.
Yeah, life can be a little frustrating.
So when you see good customer service, you want to praise
it stands
them.
Out, man,
yeah,
for
it does.
Sure.
And it could be as simple as them just taking the time.
Yeah, I went to a car dealer to buy a car. And was like, hey, do you guys have this car on the showroom or anywhere here? I went online and it said that you did, so I'd like to see it. Oh, no, we don't. Okay.
They didn't show you anything else?
No,
or?
He was like, no, we don't. And I said, so, I checked and well, I guess our automated robot got it wrong. So, and like just staring at me like I'm the idiot. I'm imposing and I'm wasting his time.
Like they need your money. They work on compensation.
Yeah. And so like I'm sitting there and I'm okay. All right. In the back of my head, I'm like, all right, well, I'm not buying a car ever from you.
No.
And I didn't. I went to another Ford dealer and bought a car from them, literally. And it was like,
you should write a letter and tell them.
I don't care enough.
Oh, like, 'cause see, they got to.
Well, that's the problem because then like.
Principal.
I know. These people, like COVID has done some bad things too for certain companies. It elevated their customer service. Yeah. And other ones where there's a shortage of supplies, like cars, they know when they get a truck full of cars in, they know they're going to sell them. And so they don't have to be bothered by you at all. Like, mm-hmm. you don't want it? Fine, don't take it. I'll sell it tomorrow. And like contractors, you don't want to pay three times what this screened-in porch is worth? Fine. Someone else will. Like, what in the world? Mm-hmm. But boy, when they're hurting, when the economy turns and all of a sudden they need you, hey, we got 80,000 cars. We're doing a end of year deal. Come on down. We love you. We're our best friend. Contractors, hey, man, you still want to do that screened in porch? I'd love to do it for you.
Too bad.
You know?
So sad.
I know. Like that's, when you try to hose me when it, you know, in the good times and it, because mm-hmm. the thing, you're just looking out for you. And like, then when you need the help, no, I'm not going to mm-hmm. do business with you. I'm going to do business. That did it right in the bad times, too.
Yeah, you know? You tell them.
All right, what do you got?
Amy Schumer. Her as a comedian, an actress. Anyways, she recently had liposuction.
Oh, and, okay.
And she said that she is now currently down to 170 pounds.
Okay, now where do you fall on this for as a woman? Mm-hmm. Plastic surgery, liposuction, I mean, that's a pretty, I guess it's plastic surgery. I won't even call it plastic surgery. I'll call that a procedure.
Yeah.
So where do you fall on that? Like, is that acceptable as a woman or it's like?
I think it's, well, see, I don't like people sharing their opinions when it really doesn't matter. But since you asked me, I will say this, and this is only what I think, okay? So don't take this personal. I'm talking to people. I'm talking to you, Potties, not Wally.
Sure.
Because I know Wally takes everything personal. But I want to say that I believe that she tried everything she could, okay? Like, that means eating right, exercising. But there's only so much that eating right and exercising can do. There's just some parts of the woman body mm-hmm. that you can't lose it. It's just going to stay. And she just had her first baby, so she's also dealing with that. I know women, like, they talk about the pooch, mm-hmm. and it's like their lower belly, and they just cannot seem to get that gone.
I have that.
But the difference is with guys, usually all your weight is in your chin, gut. Neck area, and your gut.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can fix those things.
Ish.
But a woman, I think the woman, the female body was meant to hold on to fat to some degree because we are meant to raise the children, have the children.
Sure.
You're looking at me with that stupid look on your face.
I'm just listening.
No, you're not. You've got that look on your face that's saying everything.
I'm listening.
That I'm being ridiculous.
No, and you're not being ridiculous. I'm listening, and I'm just trying not to say anything.
Well,
because
your
anything
face
I
is
say,
saying everything.
Anything I say will be taken wrong.
Well, I think it's okay for her to have liposuction if she's done everything. Now, if she was getting liposuction because she wants to look like Kim Kardashian and she wants to measure up to Hollywood standards, then I would be like, no. But if she's doing it for herself, so that she can be a healthier version of herself, so that she can go be there for her family and her child, you have that stupid look on your face.
I just always have this look on my face.
No, you don't. It's a different stupid look. You do always have a stupid look on your face, but this is a different stupid look. It's that smirk of like, I want to say something, but I'm not going to say anything. You don't think it's okay?
No, I do. Like I like the older I've gotten to, I think you, kind of what you're touching on, I think a lot of it determined or is based on motivation and what you yourself think that now you're doing a stupid face. No, that's
yours. I'm trying to replicate.
I think you're right about the motivation. Like if you're doing it for other people or to live up to some standard or because you think that that is going to be the thing that makes you happy, then you're going to be disappointed. Because even if you have the liposuction, you're like, oh, I look really great today. This is great. Good. And you don't change your lifestyle, then you're going to be right back where you were. Yeah. But if you think that that's the thing that's going to fulfill you, like it can make you happy. Like you can look better in a pair of pants and you can be happy about that. Mm-hmm. But it still doesn't fulfill you. And or if you're doing it to appease somebody else, like that I think is not healthy. But I don't have a problem, and I say all of this because my buddy looked into Kool Sculpting the other day, and I'm like, oh, tell me more.
No, he did
He
not.
Did, he did.
That's where they wrap you in seaweed or something?
No. It's this cold thing. You go into this cold chamber, and they isolate, or they use these paddles on just certain areas, and it freezes the fat, and so it basically, like, explodes it, and then your body absorbs it. And so you can take a troubled area, like for guys, your belly, and you can shrink it, like, super quick. But you have to... stay in. Like, if you just go and keep going to Burger King or McDonald's every day after that, it's all coming back.
Right.
But it's one of those things, kind of like a jump start. Like, say you've started making some changes, like you're saying, and you've got a couple areas that are stuck, then it's like, this could be a jump start for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised it was only $1,400. I thought it'd be about $4,000. And I was like, $1,400, you say? And it's, but see, the vanity, it's the vanity in me.
Yeah.
Because I know... If I, and the quick fix, because I know if I were to eat right and be committed to that and then do a sit-up once a month, like I could get my little bit of my troubled area gone. Like, I could do it. And that's how I should do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it would be just trying to get the quick fix, and it wouldn't be long term, because I'd get the quick fix and I'd feel really good for that moment,
mm-hmm.
but then I'd still be like, I gotta.
Well, it's kind of like the gastric bypass surgery.
Yes.
They have to prove that they are really in it. So they have to lose this certain amount of weight before they'll even do the gastric bypass.
And a lot of times it's hundreds of pounds mm-hmm. they have to lose prior to, like 75, 100, sometimes more, because a lot of these people are morbidly obese.
Mm-hmm.
And like I watch this show with Dr. Now, and that's his big thing, is you have to prove that you can do the life changes
mm-hmm.
or else the surgery's not going to matter,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you gotta keep it off at that point.
Yeah.
So there you go. But no, I don't, I could see people judging her for it. And I don't think so. If my wife came to me, oh gosh, why am I going into this pool?
Oh.
If my wife came to me and said, I would love a gift certificate for liposuction on like certain parts of my body. Like,
you would say, what? Why?
I would write a check. No. Like, I wouldn't fight her on it. Like, I wouldn't. I'd be like, all right, that's fine. Because I know she's stable, like, and I know that she's not.
That's a double-edged sword. That's a double-edged answer, because you're supporting her, but you're also saying,
yeah. Well, look, I'm not going to go get it for her, but if she asked for it, then I'd be like, okay, sure, you can do that.
I'm texting her right now.
No, don't, for the love. What is wrong with you? Her cousin listens. Her cousin's probably going to be like, hey, you know what he just said? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm saying if it was a choice as an intelligent, independent woman she chose to make, I would support that choice just the same way I would support her not doing it and just being her glorious self. There you go. Saved.
Not really.
Birthdays?
Oh, yes. We don't have any birthdays,
no way.
But we can do a question.
Let's do a question.
Eric wants to know, if you had to give a different phobia to each person on the show, what would they be?
Oh, wow.
So a phobia. I think I would give Wally the fear of speaking in public.
Oh, then I wouldn't be able to do my job. Oh.
Gavin, the fear of not speaking up.
Oh, yeah, because then he'd be more assertive and not like Nate the Great from Ted Lasso, season one. Boy, what would I give Betty the fear of? I would take, like, you've gotten bolder lately, and like, so you've been more opinionated, and so I would give
By
you...
By bolder and being more opinionated, what you mean is I'm just being a normal person who is learning her true voice and speaking her truth.
Right.
Like everyone has the right to do.
I would give you the fear of speaking your truth.
Wow.
So there you go. And I liked yours for Gavin. That's a good one. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for your aftercast for
today.
And
as always, thanks for being a potty. Here's hoping that we will be here tomorrow. It's supposed to snow and ice again tonight.
Yep.
And I already told Wally, he's coming to pick me up.
Yeah.
But you got to be at the door.
Yeah.
I ain't
she's
about
like, there's
to
a
come
hill.
Down
she's
that
like,
hill.
I'm like, just sit on a shovel and make it down to me. You'll slide down there. You're fine.
Not to do
so,
that.
Yeah. So tomorrow might be a best of show. Could be all of us or could be a hybrid. We don't know. And so we'll figure it out. But
just hang tight.
Yeah, so thanks for being a potty, like Betty said.